Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're both friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I'm just back from the farm, but before I talk about that, I must say I am shocked that the House Democrats, by a wide margin, buried President Obama's priority piece of legislation, Trade Promotion Authority. The part of the bill that they killed was a part that provides retraining for laborers that might lose their jobs because of foreign competition. You would expect liberals to be in support, but they knew that by defeating the training part of the bill, TPA would be dead, at least for now. Farm organizations, Republicans, members of Congress, and President Obama are scrambling to find a way to save the bill. Trade is a big deal for American agriculture. Stay tuned. Now, down on the farm, how ironic is this? We keep reading about drought in California. They're trying to ration water. Everybody's fighting to get their share. Water's no problem in Illinois or most of the Midwest. Part of my farmland is on Spoon River, a river made famous by Edgar Lee Masters and his book Spoon River Anthology. While I was on the farm, it rained every day. The river kept rising higher and higher. I couldn't but think about the Johnny Cash song. How high is the water, Mama? It's 2 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Papa? It's 2 feet high and rising. The song goes on and crops are all underwater and they're all destroyed. Now, we're all hoping it won't get as bad as that song describes. Farmers may still have a very good crop. They always say, rain makes grain. The reality of farming is that it's either too wet or too dry. 2 years ago, Texas and Oklahoma were too dry, and now they're too wet. Enough about the weather. While I was on the farm, we shipped a trailer load of market hogs, 175 head. We trucked to market a load about every week or two. I remember when each pig weighed an average of 230 pounds. Now pigs may average near 300 pounds each. Packers are happy to process big hogs because they need the meat. The pork industry is still recovering from a diarrhea disease that killed millions of baby pigs last year. If you want to face excitement, uncertainty, unforeseen challenges, be a farmer or a rancher. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.